Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Saying Iran is not living up to the spirit of the two-year-old nuclear agreement it signed with Western powers, President Trump has unveiled a new U.S. strategy toward Tehran.
We got weak inspections in exchange for no more than a purely short-term and temporary delay in Iran's path to nuclear weapons. What is the purpose of a deal that, at best, only delays Iran's nuclear capability for a short period of time? This, as President of the United States, is unacceptable.
Mr. Trump stopped short of pulling the United States out of the 2015 deal involving Iran, permanent members of the UN Security Council, plus Germany and the European Union. A U.S.-Canadian family has left Pakistan, headed for the U.K. after 5 years in Taliban captivity. Acting on a tip from the U.S., Pakistani troops rescued the family. Nafees Zakaria is the Pakistani Foreign Ministry spokesperson.
Both sides, both U.S. and Pakistan, they have agreed to remain engaged in the future as well for a better cooperation and better understanding of each other's concerns and also how to deal with the challenges.
U.S. officials offer the same sort of comment. U.S. military officials are urging Kurdish and Iraqi forces gathered on the outskirts of the disputed oil-rich city of Kirkuk to, in their words, tone everything down as Kurdish officials continue to warn of an imminent Iraqi invasion. Iraqi forces enter the territories. Peshmerga leadership says it will be considered an act of aggression. This is VOA News. A new video released from the northern Syrian city of Raqqa shows scores of civilians fleeing in fear from areas held by the Islamic State group. They were seen reaching a neighborhood controlled by U.S.-backed fighters. VOA's Mel Arcega has news from elsewhere in the city.
Some 100 fighters from the Islamic State group handed themselves over to U.S.-backed fighters as fighting continued with remaining gunmen in a pocket inside the city. U.S.-backed fighters of the Syrian Democratic Forces have been on the offensive in Raqqa since early June and have so far captured more than 80% of the city under the cover of airstrikes by the U.S.-led coalition. IS still controls a city stadium that is believed to be a jail run by extremists, as well as a national hospital and a small part of northern Raqqa. Millar Sega, VOA News.
China will host a party congress next week that Chinese leader Xi Jinping will use to further solidify his power as the country's supreme leader. Congress meets every 5 years. European Union leaders could hand British Prime Minister Theresa May an olive branch in deadlocked Brexit negotiations. Next week, they could do that by launching their own internal preparations for a transition to a new relationship with Britain. Reuters' Scarlett Savanovich reports.
The European Union's Brexit negotiator, Michel Barnier, declaring they were at an impasse.
This week we worked in a constructive spirit. We clarified certain points without, however, making any great steps forward.
An internal draft document suggests free trade talks could begin in December. And if May ups her offers on divorce terms, the EU will be ready to crack on straight away. On Friday, European Commission President Jean-Claude Juncker said Britain must commit to paying what it owes to the EU before talks can begin, and explained with new problems being found every day, the process will take longer than thought.
Prime Minister May's office says she could have more to say on the financial settlement at next week's EU summit, where Europe's leaders are hoping she will make a move. Wildfires raging in the so-called wine country of the U.S. state of California appear to be combining into one giant fire. The local fire chief says his firefighters are facing more dry, windy conditions, which create a firefighting challenge. The fires north of the city of San Francisco have killed 31 people, all of that since Sunday, with no one has yet heard from nearly half of the 900 people officially listed as missing. Twitter has handed over to the U.S. Senate investigators the profile names of 201 accounts linked to attempts at influencing the 2016 U.S. presidential election by Russia. Get more news at our website, voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.